Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the End Town play. Well, plays. This is play 4, the Noah play, the 4th of 10 so far in the can. We recorded the first 10 plays as exploring sessions in 2019, and I hope we can keep the pressure up in 2020, so that I have the first half done by the end of the year. If you want to help that happen, become a patron today at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare. Your support genuinely is vital, otherwise one day we will have to stop. Or if you can't manage a regular commitment, buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com. That's ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. If you've listened to our Chester explorations, then obviously there's another version of the story you can compare this with. It's another cheerful play. And interestingly, it doesn't really engage with the story of the Flood much at all. There's a lot of business that you get in other Flood plays, usually to do with Noah trying to persuade his wife to come into the Ark. But that's not really what we get here. In terms of our interest, the most exciting element is that there's a really random scene with Cain from the previous play, which is slightly more interesting. There are lots of different digital and physical editions out there, but you can go to the show notes to quickly find an online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. Anyway, here is the first stab at getting into the text. Workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars sometime in 2019, there are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome audio versions of all these exploring session plays will one day be released. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse, either on our Patreon page by joining us, or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. The irregulars were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon, and Alan Scott, and I am, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is the End Town play for Noah. Anyone got an umbrella?
The problem with Noah is you have Noah and his wife, then you have his sons and their wives, then you have an angel or god, etc. So keeping it straight is going to be very, very tricksy. What I'm going to suggest is, Liz, could you be all the wives?
work, that's always the same.
Polyandry.
God, if you can remain being God. I will read Noah, for once, because I haven't read really very much. And if you could be all the sons of Noah, sir.
If you
could be all the sons of Noah. Richard, if you could read Angel, coming up, the angel turns up in a bit.
Okay.
And then when we get to the Cain section, we'll pause before we start that. So we've got about 4 pages of a sort of never-ending rotation of various peoples, and we'll see how it goes. Okay. God of
Is the angel Lammeth?
No. The angel should be down as angel. It's
well,
on
yes,
page 22.
But there's also a Lammeth.
No, that's an archer who will turn up, and we will decide who Lammeth and the adolescent
okay.
is, and yeah, Cain. Wrong. Obviously, you can still be Cain at that point.
Uxall Noah.
Wife.
That's Uxall's of him. So you would be Shem, Sham, or Cham, and Japhet. So, and they basically just alternate. So it'll be a sort of alternating conversation of sons and daughters.
Okay. Or sons and wives. And everything, but Uxor is the Latin for wife.
Yeah.
Uxorius.
Yes.
God of his goodness and of grace ground, by whose glorious power all thing is wrought, in him a no more virtue plenteously is found, withouten whose will may be right naught. Thy servant save, Lord, from sinful sound, in will, in work, in deed, and in thought. Our wealth in woe let never be found. Us help, Lord, from sin that we be imbrought. Lord God, full of might. No, sirs, my name is no.
Yeah, we know that.
That's clever. Noah, sirs, my name is no.
Well, he's introducing himself.
Yeah, but it's the fact it's a homophone for itself. My wife and my children here in row, to God we pray with heart full low to please him in his sight. In me, no, the second age indeed beginneth, as I y'all say, after Adam, without in language, the second father I am in faith. But men of leaving be so outraged, both be night and eke day by day, that less than sin the sooner swage, God will be venged on us some way indeed. There may no man go thereout, but sin reigneth in every rout, in every place round about. Cursedness doth spring and spread.
Don't it just?
Yeah. What do you think about that, wife?
Well, Almighty God, if his great grace inspire men with heartly will, for to cease of here trespass for sinful living, our soul shall spill. Sin offending God in his face, and a grief our Lord full ill. It causes to man right great menace, and scrapeth him out of lives bile.
Life's bill.
That blessed book.
Bible? Livy's Bible?
I think it's Live's Bill.
Yeah, I'm going to just put a massive question mark next to that one.
As in Bill of Lading.
Yeah.
It causes to man right great menace and scrapeth him out of lives bile. You get the bile.
Doesn't quite fit. Or maybe life's bile, yes, isn't it everything terrible? Look, the Book of Life.
Bitter bile, yeah.
The Book of Life. Life's bile. So bill as in book. So life's bill, yeah, is as close as we can get with that.
Okay. And then she repeats it, that blessed book. What man in sin doth always slep? What's that then?
Where men in sin doth always walk. Schlep.
As in
if he
Yiddish.
Keeps walking along his
gotcha.
In his sinful
schlepping,
way.
Schlepping along Broadway.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, got it. He shall gone to hell full deep, and then he shall never after creep out of that brenning brook. I am your wife, your children these be. Unto us twain it doth long, him to tech in all degree, sin to forsaken and works wrong. Therefore, for love of me, inform him well every among, sin to forsake, and vanity and virtue to follow that they fong.
Fong, yes.
Our Lord to please.
So fear in this context is husband or love. Fear is one of those lovely words that means many, many things. But in this context, it'll be your loving husband. I warn you, children, on and all, so stand by the parade of children. Dread our Lord God in heaven hall, and in no forfeit that we need fall our Lord for to displease.
Ay, dear father, God forbid that we should do in any ways only work of sinful deed, our Lord God that should agrees. My name is Shem, your son of prize. I shall work after your rede, and also, wife, thee will aways. Wicked works that thou none breed, never in no degree.
Forsooth, seer, be God's grace, I shall me keep from all trespass that should offend God's face, be help of the Trinity.
Goddy rhymes with noddy.
Yes, Goddy.
Is that because you've got big ears?
I am Shem, your second son, and purpose me be God's might, never such a deed for to don that should aggrieve God in sight.
And his wife then chimes in.
I pray to God me grant this bone, that he may keep in such a plight, morning, evening, midday and night, I to offend him day nor night. Lord God, I thee pray, both waking and eke in sleep, Gracious God, thou may keep that I never in danger creep on dreadful Doomer's Day.
And then son number three, who luckily, the thing about Noah is you can't remember who his sons are. So it's useful that you do label yourself when you speak to him.
Japhet, thy third son is my name. I pray to God, where so we be, that he has borrowed from sinful shame and in virtuous living evermore keep me.
I am your wife and pray the same. God, us save on sound and sea, with no grievance that we him grame. He grant us sin to flee. Lord God, now hear our boon.
Gracious God, that best may, with hearty will to thee we pray, thus save us, seeker both night and day, sin that we noon done.
Oh, what might this my slavening man, which mine hand made and blessed in bliss, sin so gore grieveth me, and yea, and certain, I would be venged of this great miss. Mine angel dare, you shall gain, to know that my servant is, a ship to make on hand to tan, that bid him swift for him and his, from drenching him to save, for I am God of might, I shall destroy this world downright. His sins so sore grieveth me in sight, they shall no mercy have.
First mention of the flood in the play, we've just had a demonstration, basically, of three odd pages, of how great we are. You know, we really are the Brady Bunch, kind of. and then finally, God turns up and he's angry God. Super angry God. Oh, bit of Latin.
Yes, I just noticed that.
Yeah, so did I.
For CJ.
Here, men make penitence, I think.
Yes.
So I think the next line effect echoes it.
Yeah.
Here, men.
Facice hominem nunc petiti me, that I made man so doth me re. Mine handwork to slay so sore grieveth me, but that his sin here day doth brew.
Yeah, so it's rue rather than re. It's an AB rhyming scheme on that, isn't it? So that man's doth saw me rue.
Should be re.
No, it isn't. It's an AB. Me rhymes with me and rue rhymes with brew.
Right.
No, it's the Latin, I think. He's regretting making.
Okay, so facici hominem nunc penitet me, that I made man sore doth me rue. Mine handwork to slay sore grieveth me, but that here sin. Sorry, is that correct? That here sin here?
That here sin here, yeah, I think it's just the extra emphasis. let's have a look. But that here sin here, yep.
All right.
Just odd.
but that here sin here, death doth brew. Go say to Noah, as I bid thee. Himself, his wife, his children three, though eight souls in ship to be, they shall not dread the flooder's flow.
Yeah, so again, you've got caught out by the AB rather than the couplet, so it's true, and then flew, and then D and B.
Yeah.
Damn you, changing the verse structure. Damn
yes.
you!
Yes. Himself, his children three, sorry, himself, his wife, his children three, who eight souls in ship to be. They shall not dread the flood's flue. The flood shall harm them nought. Of all fowls and beasts, they take a pair in ship to save both foul and fair. From all doubts and great despair, this vengeance or it be wrought.
Noah, a ship look thou make, and many a chamber thou shalt have therein. Of every kind's beast a couple thou take. Within the shipboard here lives to win, for God is sore grieved with man for his sin, that all this wide world shall be drenched with flood. Sat thou, and thy wife shall be kept from this gin, and also thy children with here virtues good.
How should I have a wit a ship for to make? I am of right great age, 500 years old. It is not for me this work to undertake, for feeness of age my legs can fold.
This deed for to do be both blithe and bold. God shall inform thee and rule thee full right. Of bird and of beast, deck, as I thee told, appear into the ship, and God shall thee quiet.
I am full ready, as God doth me bid, a ship for to make, be might of his grace. Alas, for that sin it shall be so betide, the vengeance of flood shall work this...
Menace.
God is sore grieved with our great trespass, that with wild water the world shall be drinked.
Drenched.
A ship for to make, now let us hence pass, that God against us of sin have no complaint. That's his enter there, it must be exit. Right, okay, that's the first bit of the Noah. There is a stage direction here, which I'm going to pass on to you, which to have a little crack on. I might find it in here, actually,
yeah,
ready translated.
Yeah, comes with families, his family, with a boat.
So they drag the boat on at that point.
Yeah.
Who, during the...
Meanwhile, I think is probably
he
what...
He takes out the... Under... At once, suddenly, Lammeth conducts...
Ah, yes, so at the same time...
To the adolescents, and he says...
There's a scene that follows. Right, so while Noah's doing the boat, we have this interlude. With Lammeth and the adolescent, the little boy. Okay, Richard, you're still Cain, who gets four lines. Mark, would you like to be... an adolescent?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to be an adolescent? Would you like to be Lammeth, sir?
Fine.
Let's try that as a combination.
Okay. Great morning I make, and great cause I have. Alas, now I see not, for age I am blind. Blindness doth make of me wit for to rave. Wanting of eyesight in pain doth me bind. While I had sight, there might never man find my peer of archery in all this world about, for it yet never at heart are nine near hind. But if that he died, of this no man have doubt. Lammeth, the good archer, my name was over all, for the blessed archer my name did ever spread. Record of my boy, here witness this, he shall, what mark that was set me, to death it should bleed.
It is true, master, that you say, indeed, for that time you had your bow bent in hond. If that your prick had be half a mile in breed, you would the prick hand hit if you had stoned. Three.
Yeah. You would the prick had hit if ye had stoned. I'm assuming stoned in this context means sight. Because obviously, blind archer. Mm. Now, can you see what's going to happen here?
I used to know a blind darts player. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, so did I.
It's a bit like the hitman that the bank robbery who got a white stick.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, Lammeth, the blind archer. Continue.
I should never have failed what mark that ever was set. While that I might look and had my clear sight, and yet, as methinks, no man should shape bet, then should I do now if mine hand were set aright. Espy some mark, boy, my bow shall I bend white, and set mine hand even to shoot at some best, and I dare lay a wager, his death for to dight, the mark shall I hit, my life do I hest.
Under yon great bush, maester, best do I see. Take me thin hand, swith, and hold it full style. Now is thin hand even as ever it may be. Draw up thin tackle, yon best for to Kyle.
Kill.
And thin, I think, is thine.
Thine, yeah. Now is thine hand, even as ever it may be. So your arms are still strong. You go on, it will be fine, you know.
And tackle is presumably tackle.
Yeah. Yes. Draw up thine string, the bow. Yeah.
My bow shall I draw right with hearty will. This broad arrow I sheet that best for to sail. Now have at that bush yon best for to spill. A sharp shoot I shot thereof, I shall not fail.
out, and alas, mine heart is unsunder. With a broad arrow I am deed and slain. I die here ungroom, mine heart is all too tunder. With this broad arrow it is cloven and twain.
Hark, boy. Come tell me the truth in certain. What man is he that this cry dost thus make?
Thou hast killed, I tell thee foul plain, with the sharp shooting. With the sharp shooting, his death hath he take.
Have I slain Cain? Alas, what have I done? The stinking Lurden, what hast thou wrought? Thou art the why I sells him so soon. Therefore shall I kill thee here, thou scapest naught.
Out, I die here, my death is now sought. This thief with his bow hath broke my brain. Thou there may none help me, my death is me brought. Dead here I sink down as man that is slain.
Alas, what shall I do, wretched, wicked, unwalled? God will be vengeful sadly on me. For death of Cain I shall have self-fold, more pain than he had that Abel did slay. These to men's deaths full sore bought shall be. Upon all my blood God will venge this deed. Wherefore, sore weeping, hence will I flee, and look where I may best my head some hide.
And yes, sir, that's the end of that particular random interlude.
Why has that poor adolescent got...
It's odd that the boy dies.
Look what you made me do.
The boy told him where to aim.
Yeah, so it's sort of his fault. You're just the weapon.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be aiming for a bush. I mean, what else is he aiming for?
The lad should have spotted that Cain was hiding in the bush.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit harsh.
No. It's so random.
Isn't it?
Just like they know the boat's going to take ages to get on or something.
Yeah, I think that is the entire purpose of this interlude.
Yeah, if we did something more with this, I would just put this in. The fact that it lives randomly in Noah is sort of really quite weird. Yeah,
it's not mentioned at all, is it, Ark on this little town?
No, I think it's there simply to... This is effectively the penultimate number of the pantomime. Well, we're putting up the set for the big walk down.
And it's interesting, the Noah play so far has almost not dealt with in any way any part of the Noah story. I mean, we've had a few lines from God, and that's it.
Most
of it is just saying how great God is and how good we are.
The introduction of the cast of characters.
Yeah. But there's none of the usual business that you get in a Noah play. Anyway, we've only got a page and a half to do. With doleful heart, sighing sad and sore, great moaning I make for this dreadful flood. Of man and beast is straight many a score, all this world to spill these floods be full wood. And all is for sin of man's mild, wild mood, that God hath ordained this dreadful vengeance. In this flood spilt is many a man's blood. For sinful living of man, we have great grievance. All this 100 year, right here have I wrought, this ship for to make as God did bid me. Of all manner beasts, a couple is inbrought within my shipboard on life for to be. Right long God have so feared, amending to see. All this 100 year, God have showed grace. Alas, for great sin man will not flee. God doth his vengeance for our great trespass. Wife of Noah, what do you think?
Alas, for great ruth of this great vengeance, Great Doyle, it is to see this water so wide. But it thank be God of this ordinance that we be now saved on life to abide.
Favourite psalm number one, please.
Well, great sin of lechery all this doth betide. Alas, that every such sin should be wrought. This flood is so great on every side, that all this wide world to care is now brought.
Because the children of God that weren't good, dead forfeit, right saw what time that they were, sinfully compelled to Cain's blood. Therefore, be now we cast in a right great care.
For sinful living this word doth forfare, so grievous vengeance might never man see. Over all this word worldwide, there is no plot bare. With water and with flood, God venged will be.
Right, rustones of sin is cause of all these ways. Alas, in this flood this word shall be lorn, for offence to God, breaking his laws on rocks. On, oh yeah, of course, of rocks right sharp, is many a man torn.
And favourite sound number three, please.
So grievous floods were never yet beforn. Alas, that lechery this vengeance doth gain. It were well better ever to be unborn than for to forfeit evermore in that sin.
Our Lord God, I thank thee of his great grace that he doth save us from this pain. Him for to worship in every stead and place, we both greatly browned with might and with main.
40 days and nights have lasted this rain, and 40 days this great flood beginneth to sleep. This scroll shall I send out to seek some plain. Good tidings I to bring, this massage I make. This crow on some carrion is fall for to eat, therefore a new messenger I will forth now send. Fly forth, thou fair dove, over base waters weep, and espy after some dry land our mourning to amend. Joy now may we make of mirth that yet were friend. A great olive bush this dove doth us bring. For joy of this token right heartily we tend. Our Lord God to worship, a song let us sing. And we all sing happily about the end of the world.
Rainbows.
Yes, yeah, so there's they send out the crow, which brings up some carrion in this version, some rotting meat or dead thing floating, and then comes back with an olive bush. So well, that's
what the hell else did he expect if he sends a crow out?
Yeah, well, exactly. Right, yes. But that is extra biblical, yeah. I believe.
I mean, there is an interesting one because on the speech, Shem's wife's speech on 25,
yeah,
does actually seem to give some connection back to the Lammeth adolescent section.
Sinfully compelled to Cain's blood. It doesn't mention necessarily that. It's just
no, but
they are all children of all yeah. The bad people are children of Cain, and that they must all be killed.
Sins of the fathers and all that.
Mm. Yeah. Even unto the seventh generation. Yeah.
Yes. And therefore,
stuff.
And therefore, it's good that Cain gets killed before the flood, so it's not just all the children of Cain. Cain himself is deaded. Mm. Fantastic. It's a really weird version of Noah. It doesn't have any of the business that almost any of the other ones. You don't have Noah's wife doesn't want to get in the ark comedy stuff. Mm. It's straightforwardly, they're all quite happy for the genocide.
And you don't have any instruction on this construction of the thing.
No, it's just simply you're going to make it. I'm a bit old. Do it.
That was one of the few occasions on which, actually, from a beginning to an end, I found myself thinking, you know, I don't give a damn about this.
No, no, there's no drama to it at all. I mean, the Cain bit's quite interesting.
It's exposition, right?
They come up, say they're great, and then they're going to kill everybody else, which suggests in my mind that they're not great, actually. They're right shit.
Yeah. Yeah, and the king bit, you know, sort of thinking, God, you know, they're all going to be falling asleep.
Yeah, I'm out of the broker's men, isn't it?
We don't do adverts, so, let's kill someone.
Yeah. Let's kill someone, yeah.
I'm into the broker's.
Well, no, it's actually, what it reminds me of is when you
So you've got someone on whose contract they don't want to renew in a television series, and it's just simply, do we want to get option Kane? No, okay.